Welcome to Care to Discuss. It's been a long time, and one thing I would like to blame for that is I discovered TikTok and I've been addicted for a year and a half. So this is my way of saying that we're back, and I am still on
Rory and
TikTok.
I'm addicted to TikTok.
Yes. So now Care to Discuss has turned into a AA meeting. So hello, I am Troy. And I've been on TikTok for way too long, and I annoy people sending hundreds of TikToks. So, welcome to Care to Discuss, and we're back finally. So, I'm Troy, if you haven't known me. And then over here, I'm pointing to the right side of my wall. There's Joey. How you doing?
Hey.
Oh, hey. And then I'm looking over to the left, and there is Josh. How are you? Is Josh dead?
Josh,
Josh?
can you not hear me again?
All right. We can't hear you.
Right, can you guys hear
Yes.
me? Okay, I took my
Okay,
AirPods
okay.
out.
So
I'm done
I
with
will
those
definitely
freaking
cut that
things.
out because it's like,
Hey, that's part of the technical
yes,
difficulties.
if you don't like that, then you don't like Care to Discuss.
Exactly. We'll call this
Exactly.
the cold open, like how do any of y'all watch Better Call Saul?
I watched a little bit of it with you.
No, I saw it's on my
So
it's on my to be watched on
okay,
Netflix.
so at the beginning of every season, there is a black and white report, like the picture color is black and white, and
Yeah.
it's like a him after Breaking Bad, him being Gene, the cinnamon bun guy. And at the beginning of every season, they have that type of episode. So we just had that. We had our hiatus. We're back, and we're at the long cold open. So welcome back, and
Who's
feedback of
back
the
of the
week.
week
Josh,
is
Care to
Care to
Discuss,
Discuss.
back for the year, hopefully. But it
Yeah.
seems like Josh is back because he now has earphones.
Yeah, I am back. Apple sucks.
Whoa.
Should I switch to Android? I'm not
Whoa.
sure. Or maybe it's
Well,
just the
speaking,
AirPods.
how about we go back to
So.
BlackBerry? They were in that little stock market game.
Whoa. You want to get a Palm Pilot?
The
Get
OG.
a sidekick. Those were sweet.
That was the biggest flex back in the day. I was like, man, I want to be a T-Mobile dude. But I had a dumb Next, I had a Nextel phone and had unlimited walkie-talkie. So I had a walkie-talkie with a phone number.
Neat.
Hey, but now you have a watch with the walkie-talkie.
That's the
It all
most
comes
useful
full
feature.
circle.
I love,
It's come my full circle.
like the
No
Super
kidding.
Bowl. Oh man.
Right, well let's
Let's
get
just
into
jump
it.
right into
Let's
it.
get into it.
Let's just hop right in. Both feet, no half and halves. We're just back, guys. Welcome. How have you guys been? Yeah, how you guys been?
Well, I mean, it's been a crazy year. I know that's everyone knows that, but like I don't know, last year was weird. But this year
You're
it's back
weird.
on track and I'm feeling good.
We're back on track to have another weird
Yeah, this is
year.
gonna be the weirdest year of all.
Ironically, around this time last year, I was texting my athletic director that I am not gonna coach the baseball team anymore.
Well, yeah, that was
That
a
was some
weird, that was a
time.
weird time.
Oh, that was a bad time. Not a good time.
But hey, you know what? Right after you left that baseball team, they disbanded, so.
Yeah, that's right. They still don't have a season. Last time I checked, how many state championships do they have? And how many
Zero.
do I have?
Wait, hold on, Troy. I think you got to tell the fans.
Oh, fans.
About this season.
Oh, this season. So I decided to move down to Arizona with my wife Amber.
Sunshine State.
Yes, it is a very sunny state, and I had the opportunity to coach at a high school, and we happened to win the state championship, and now I can retire. So,
well.
On a
goal line fade of all the passes that we could have won on. It was on a goal line freaking fade. It was excellent.
Hey, it works. It works 100% of the times that it doesn't
exactly,
work.
Exactly, right? It's like, I mean, last time I checked, how many state championships have I been in and how many goal line fades have worked? 100% of them, that's for sure.
Well,
exactly.
100% is a lot higher than 50.
So Flock is down in Arizona. Joey, where are you at?
I'm in North Carolina, the Tar Heel State.
Born and raised.
The Tar Heel State.
Yeah.
Tar Heels aren't doing too good.
Hey, you know, they're doing better than the Blue Devils, and that's all that matters. They're gonna make the tournament.
Hey,
that's all that matters.
Don't be mean to Duke. Hey, they got sick. It's a pandemic.
Also,
it's a pandemic.
Also, it doesn't matter because UNC is a football school now.
Oh,
that is true.
Yeah,
that is true. Thanks to Mac Brown.
Yep, going all the way this year.
Well, now you have a chance because Trevor Lawrence isn't there.
Sure. Trevor Lawrence.
Not in the ACC.
Yep.
Him and his little.
It'll be interesting to see how Clemson does.
I think they have a bright future just because whenever he was out, they struggled against Notre Dame, but I don't know. I think they still put up a fight.
Yeah.
I think Dabo Swinney's just too good of a coach. I think I think they'll
and you know, it has that name value of people will want to go to Clemson because it's Clemson, and it's hard to, like, you know, get over that.
It's just that they just pay a little bit more than North Carolina right now.
Exactly. They're going to get that NCAA football EA Sports money before anyone else.
Wow.
Did you hear that Notre Dame was like, no, we don't want to do that because we're just Notre Dame and we like ruining the world?
Yeah. I'm excited for them to put in like the Notre Dame with the ER instead of the RE and just like have inverted colors and use them anyway.
What if we just named it, what's that, the Vatican, Vatican School of the Priests or something? That seems a little bit more holy. It makes them sound a little bit pretentious, more pretentious than they are,
yeah.
Other than being offsides in a movie. So
it'll be like the brawling leprechauns.
The brawling leprechauns.
The Notre Dame Lucky Charms.
Yeah. We'll just have the burning cathedral.
Oh, yes. I love.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that. That's been my favorite.
Did when Notre Dame burned down, or?
Their playoff games are equivalent to that burning down.
Yeah, it really is. Though,
it's just
because
it's just a
disaster. But then the next year, it's like okay again.
I'm not sure how our fans will appreciate us just destroying.
I don't think we have any Notre Dame fans.
The
hey,
who knows?
You know what?
To be fair, I don't think we have fans.
That is true.
Three average listeners that I checked on when I got onto the app. Yeah. I'll tell you this right now. I'm okay with not having any Notre Dame fans. I cannot. They need to feel bad about something. So,
well,
other than getting beaten,
I need to have enough to feel bad about.
Yeah, like Michigan. Poor Michigan. So,
well.
So, Josh, what have you been up to? Are you in Texas now, or are you still in Idaho, or where are you at nowadays?
I have not left this dang state.
Idaho,
I'm still
the famous potato state or whatever it
in
is.
good old famous potato state. I actually got potato license or a license plate the other day,
Whoa,
like a literal potato.
which was a
Oh
which was
no, you're in
unfortunate.
Texas. Oh no.
I
No.
know, I cried. I cried.
Man,
What's
yeah, that
funny
is
is
sad.
what's funny is I still haven't changed my plates though. So
Oh.
my Idaho plates are still in the car. Or sorry, my Texas plates are still in my car, but I haven't changed them to the Idaho plates
And
because I'm still in denial.
you can take advantage of the cops here because they're too nice. You can be like, "Hey, dude, look in here. I've got the license plate. I just forgot to do it, man." And
Yeah, it's in my car. It's just not on my car.
they have to do their job. Like they'll do an illegal U-turn to go chase you down, but they'll feel bad for like pulling you over because if you act mad right before they walk in and they're just all nice. That happened to me once.
Maybe I could just put them on the back windshield, like inside my car, and not take my Texas plates off.
Especially in the wintertime. I mean, there's already snow on the back of the car anyway, and it's a safety
Hey,
hazard.
well, it is 50, it was 50 degrees today, so we're
Oh,
getting somewhere.
it
let's get to that.
was 74 degrees in North Carolina today.
Thanks, Joey.
Yeah.
Oh, here, let me check mine. It rained yesterday, and it's
Wow,
50.
that's shocking.
What? It's 52.
Well,
Oh,
it's nighttime, Troy.
Friday, high of 88, boys. Ooh.
Which state do you think has the best license plate?
License plate. All right, let's go look it up.
Wait, what'd you say?
Which state do you think has the best license plate?
There was actually a TikTok I came across this actually probably a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago.
Yeah.
And I don't remember who was number one. I only
Just going
watched
off the
it.
top of my head.
I only watched it just to see where Texas fell.
Yeah.
And they were not number
Texas is
one.
nice, but it's very bland.
Yeah, I think Utah was up there because
It's
they have
simple.
designs, like the Zion's
Yeah, the
Arch.
arch.
I
New
think Utah was up there.
Mexico has a nice one.
I do kind of like the DC one because they have their license plate says taxation without representation because they don't have representatives in Congress, and I think that's kind of funny.
That's great.
I'll tell you which one I hate, and I think they actually changed it, but Ohio for the longest time had a license plate that said first in flight, which is untrue because North Carolina is first in flight because this is where the plane took off. They think
Doesn't
that it's
North
first in
Carolina's
flight because
plate,
that's where they're
and
from.
doesn't theirs say something about flight?
Yes, we're the first in flight. Ohio is not because they say
I think
Wilbur and
Ohio is.
Overwright
I think you
were
guys
from
copied Ohio.
Ohio.
I think you copied Ohio.
No, the
What came
plane
first,
took off
Ohio
here
or the
in
South
Kitty
Car or North
Hawks.
Carolina?
What was that, Troy?
Who what came first?
I
Oh
think
wait, no, never
Joe's
mind.
just being biased, but I'm gonna go with Ohio.
All right,
Shut
how about we do this? How about North Carolina and Ohio State play a football game? It'll be the battle for the license plate. And you'll just have
That's
a
a bad
license plate.
I'm gonna
Yeah.
take Ohio State.
How about North Carolina and Ohio State play a basketball game?
Well, North Carolina's a football
Ohio
school.
State.
I still
Ohio
take
State
Ohio
would win.
State.
They are a football school.
Yeah,
But
what if
I would
they.
take. How about this? The North Carolina football team plays the Ohio basketball team in a
Oh,
football
that's
game.
fair. Let's
Yeah.
do that.
Texas has a really nice license plate. I like the simplicity. It just has the,
It's
and
very simple.
you can see
I liked our old ones.
Hawaii has a very good
Our
license
old
plate.
ones had NASA on it and a rocket ship. Those were sweet.
Yeah, lame. Oh,
You know
my
what
bad,
state's
guys.
weird though? Missouri is weird because they put their registration right in the middle of the license plate.
Classy.
What?
Yeah,
Oh
you know
no.
how everyone else puts it in the corner. But they stick it right in the middle, right on the Missouri.
All right, I'll give you this though. The sports license plates in Arizona are nice. They have like, you know how they're laminate, how all now they're all laminated license plates. So they have like the Arizona Cardinals, and it's black with the red logo on
That's
it,
sweet.
And it looks sick.
That they have
and,
the same.
It has like a,
they have the same in Vegas. They have a black plate, but then with gold, like a gold logo for the Knights. It's actually pretty sweet.
Wow. And I mean, I'm not gonna lie. They make Sparky, the Arizona State Sun Devil, look really nice on their license plate. It's a yellow, like their school color yellow, matted with this with the maroon Sparky.
I think Troy's a Arizona sports fan now.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I could be.
You like the Cardinals?
I could defect. I mean,
that wouldn't be a bad team to hop on the bandwagon for.
The Arizona Texans.
I see they have a future.
Yeah, the Arizona Texans look real good.
Yeah.
Arizona Texans are looking looking like they're going to go 11-3 and miss the playoffs.
It's like when 11-3 and miss the playoffs.
Because the Seahawks and Seahawks are going to win it, and then probably the Niners will be in second place. Seahawks will go probably what 14-3 if they're playing 17 games.
Yep.
Here, I have like a campfire take right here. The 49ers have Jimmy Garoppolo. He's an okay quarterback, whatever. But they've been wanting to kick him out, and they're whiny babies about it. I think that the 49er fans are just spoiled, and they need to go home.
What makes them spoiled?
I don't know. 49ers had a pretty bad season.
They've had a pretty
– considering the fact the year before that they went to the Super Bowl.
And then what about the year before that? They've been pretty bad for a while.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Joe Montana, Steve Young. I just
was 2020 just a fluke then?
The Super Bowl year was the real year, and then every other year around it was a fluke year.
Was a fluke? I see.
Yeah. And they just don't treat Jimmy G right. It's okay. But whatever. That's what happens when you get hurt all the time.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Trey, why don't you tell us about your guy?
Oh, yeah. The best quarterback in the NFL, Dak
The one
Prescott.
That only has one ankle?
So, dude, hey, good ankle.
The last time I checked, Alex Smith came back to life, and he only had one ankle. But he did play for the team who must not be named. Then
The Washington football team. Best team in the
that
league.
One.
I really hope you don't change that name.
I just don't know how they got rid of him. How they get rid of Alex Smith, who wins comeback player of the year, took him to the playoffs. I get they owed him, I think, on the like around 20-something million. It's like, okay, just restructure his contract and keep him. You're not going to get to
– Oh, did they drop him?
Yeah, they released him. That. He's not on the team anymore.
Well, like, is he on anyone else's team or is
he's still a free agent right now.
Hanging out.
That's kind of what I'm doing right now.
That's
crazy. Just a free agent.
Someone's got to pick him up.
I mean, he did go to the worst, like, medical team in the NFL. Remember that Trent Williams guy that used to play tackle for him? And he kind of just didn't play for 2 years because they misdiagnosed a cancer on purpose.
Well, and then they had RG3. Who couldn't do anything.
And, you know, it's ironic that you think of Joe Theismann. He almost died. He almost had a peg leg. Robert Griffin III, there's that. And then Alex Smith. I think there is a
shout out to J.J. Watt on
to...
that.
J.J. Watt. Oh.
He made the tackle. Anyways, hey, back to Dak Prescott. Supposedly he's getting $75 million this year.
Oh, yeah, he's worth every penny.
The dude can't even win a freaking playoff game.
Oh, that's Jerry Jones' fault.
But Jerry Jones don't play.
Here. How about we talk about this, right? Since Dak Prescott hasn't won anything, he's just better than Carson Wentz. There's the real winner right there. And he should just get $75 million just for that reason.
How many Super Bowl wins does Dak have?
Oh, on my old Madden 20 franchise.
No, no. How many times has Dak beat Dak won a playoff game? Or sorry, a Super Bowl. If Google,
I don't know. Let me look it up.
If Google is being honest, it's telling me zero. Carson Wentz has one.
And this,
all right,
the GOAT Carson Wentz with his arm sleeve.
Oh my God. I hate his arm sleeve. It is so ugly. He has to wear this ugly. Oh, I'm from South Dakota. I got to go wear an arm sleeve because I can't hurt my bow and hunting arrow. Oh my gosh, my hunting arm. You know why? Because, I'm going to trip and fall and break my elbow like I'm a pitcher in the MLB. No, he can't even throw the ball to his receiver. He can't even do anything. And, oh my God, what does he do? He just plays in Philadelphia, and I just hate him.
Hey, he's got a Super Bowl, though.
That's the only reason. Oh, yeah, he has a Super Bowl. But you know what? A broke clock can be right twice a day. All right, boys?
To be fair, to Dak Prescott, I think that the Cowboys proved last year that they can't even get close without him.
Well, if you look at the record, they had a chance to win the division all up until I think the last 2 weeks.
That
of
is
the
true. There so was they a don't, non-zero so chance they don't that need, they went to the Super Bowl last
they
year.
They don't need Dak. They could have still gotten first place in the division.
That's true. They do have to count on everyone else in the division
to be bad.
Sucking, though, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not that big of a stretch for the NFC East.
No,
oh, yeah,
it's
you
not.
You only have to win, about seven games-ish on a good season.
If you win seven games in the NFC East, you are clinching the division.
For sure.
So what every team should do is just try and win seven in a row. They should just try and win seven in a row. That'd be probably the easiest strategy.
Yeah, if they win the first seven, then they can just sit out the rest of the game.
Yeah, they don't even have to try.
Totally.
I
have an idea.
Take the day off.
What if you clinch the division? I would just forfeit every game. Oh no, you have to.
I don't know if you can do that.
Because I was thinking, what if you want to get the number one overall pick? I'll start forfeiting games, not even show up.
I'm pretty sure if you've clinched the division, you've gotten to the point where you're not getting number one pick, Troy.
Oh, my meta thought came in. So, thought of being the worst team in the NFL. Oh,
I see.
I mean, okay, the $66 million as soon as he signs, crossed his T's on his contract.
Yeah.
I want that kind of lifestyle. And
oh yeah, for sure.
I'll take 1%.
I'm sure the high school football coach lifestyle is really going to pay off for you.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, I look at the salaries, and in Georgia, if you want to go, you can make six figures being a football coach. But you have to win a couple of state championships. But I'm already halfway
there. Hey, you already got one.
So.
And
one more, and you got a couple.
I mean. They don't pay anyone in Arizona, so they don't pay their coaches that much at all or nothing.
Have you tried going to the University of Albuquerque?
You can.
They've got a pretty good basketball program.
You can switch to basketball. I heard they got a fantastic program.
Oh, I mean, okay, if I want to go work there and then my players are getting paid more than me, I'll happily go there. But
I hear they make 100% of the shots they take, too.
They do.
Well, it depends.
Just the one, but you get it every time.
If you just make the one that isn't underneath the basket, does that even count as a percentage?
Technically, because then you are 1-for-1 from the field.
Yes.
Dang it. Why, Troy Bolton? I love that movie, but then it's like.
Fantastic movie. We gotta do a watch party sometime.
Amber and I watched Zoe 101 last night.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to think that show was good. Holy crap. It is.
It
so
is
bad.
Horrible.
It's not.
It is horrible. But I mean, Chase, I mean, he has a way to talk to the ladies. He is so smooth. Whoa. Whatever. All right. I'm done talking about Zoe.
Anyways,
I'll
I can give you
on.
guys, I can give you guys
Are we
100
done with...
reasons why I'm not a Texans fan.
Oh my god!
I
god.
Am so I am
how
so
is
done
that
with
going
that
for you?
Effing team. I'm so pissed off. I don't even want.
I'm pretty sure
I don't even want
your
Deshaun
owner,
Watson,
Easterby
there.
Or whatever.
Yeah, Easterby. He's a dumbass. I don't even want Watson there.
Yeah, I'm
get him
pretty
out of
sure
there so I can find a new team.
What a beast! He's Jack
I have a
Easterby.
I have a theory that Easterby, like, the Texans did something to him when he was a kid.
I think he has something on.
Like,
the
I don't
owner.
Know what, but they hurt
I
him.
I think
somehow.
He has something on our owner.
They hurt him somehow.
And I'm so done with that
and
freaking fool.
Now he's like, I'm going to destroy this team from
the
inside.
He's the reason why Hopkins left. I found that out.
Yeah.
He's the reason why we have done all this stupid stuff. I'm just so done with the team, and I just want Watson to be gone so I can find a new team. I told Chloe that I'm burning all my Texan stuff. I do not even want it anymore. I just can't fathom everything that has happened with this freaking organization and how it's so true and how this guy is still with us, how he's still on our team.
All right. Hear this, right? You've heard that he's a chaplain,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So,
and that's why he hired this
you know, when you
see this Nick, I don't know, I call him Casserole, Nick Casserole from New England, because this guy, I guess, he has a Christian background, and then the new head coach we got from Baltimore, he has a Christian background. He's just trying to hire all these Christian people and religious people, and you don't mix religion and football.
Yeah, Trent
is
all about that.
What is this world?
You have football on Saturdays, and then you have, well, I guess in high school. You have football on Saturdays in Texas, and then you have Sunday church. When you get to the NFL, you have Sunday football, and that's it.
You've got 11 o'clock church, and then you have 12 o'clock football. It's very easy.
Those are the best 3.5 hours I sacrificed in my week, is to watch my football team win try to win every Sunday. But, I mean – Jesus God decided to take it away from me. So hear this, right? You know that FCA guy that used to be like, oh, hey guys, how about you come and follow Jesus early before school? I think Jack Easterby, he's a beast. No, wait, Easterby, I won't call him Easterby. He's that guy that gets too much control, and now he's the head coach. Like Joel.
He has so much control, and it's so infuriating. It's so infuriating. I don't understand how this guy is still on the team. I seriously think he calls all the shots. He doesn't do anything with the.
I have a theory.
No, go ahead.
Go and finish. Oh, I think he's Jafar.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a big theory.
Not so fast, Jafar.
Because he has to have something. Instead of his staff, it's his Holy Bible. And he has some kind of snake oil salesman
that he can hypnotize someone in.
Is it Bob McNair?
And no one's been able to snap him out of it quick enough. So it keeps him locked in this thing.
Oh, no.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with the Texans, because I'm sure they're hemorrhaging fans.
So just on social media, because I'm with there's like a lot of Texans, you know, fans that I follow, and everyone's so done with them. I truly believe we'll wait until like maybe a couple days before the draft and or draft night and trade Watson for a ton of picks.
Yeah.
It's going to be sad. It's going to be very sad to
I'm
see him
thinking...
leave. But wherever he goes is where I'm going. I'm pulling a Cavs LeBron fan right now, and I'm going wherever he goes. So take his talents to South Beach for Tua Tagovailoa, and I'm going there.
Wow.
Honestly, I'm thinking that if the Texans don't make the playoffs this year, then this guy is going to get kicked out because he's going to cost the Texans billions of dollars.
Yeah, well, he cost us a lot last year. We had a great program. We had a great team the year before. Granted, we gave up 50 unanswered points, but that's not something I'm talking about right now. But we at least made the playoffs. And then he threw everything away.
Yeah.
Like,
at this point, no, I don't. I still hate the guy.
Okay, but he's not.
No,
he's not
it's this
one
Jack
right
Easterby freaking dude.
Dude. This is history right here. This is probably like the worst. Incident.
It's so bad.
Like,
it's so bad.
No. Like, and like all the people hate him. It's like they just need to press the reset button and just contract and restart as like the
we're gonna lose everybody.
Team.
Watson's gonna be gone.
Right?
Yeah,
we're not gonna.
Yeah, it sucks that you're the worst team in Texas.
We're
now.
Not gonna we're not gonna re-sign Will Fuller.
Yeah.
We're not gonna franchise tag him, so he's gonna be gone. We lost DeAndre Hopkins, J.J. Watt. I mean, we're not gonna have anybody. We just signed Mark Ingram to a 1-year deal, which makes no sense because David Johnson's ass. And then we get rid of Duke Johnson, who was our leading back the whole season, even when David Johnson was healthy. We just released him. It's just infuriating. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And if I was like Deshaun Watson, like he should just pull a Carson Palmer, just retire. He has to give his money back, sadly, but hopefully he has like a good like. I don't. Is it like a financial dude?
I'm sure he has a good one.
And just not, and it just sucks. Like, just imagine you're the most precious position on the field. They get rid of everybody around you, like skill player wise, and they still don't have a good off. Well,
he was last year. He improved. He improved significantly.
Okay, so he's pretty.
So.
Like he doesn't got. He's
no.
Not gonna have like the talent around him, right? And then he's gonna get sacked like crazy. And what is it worth to have like no legs? It's almost like you could
that's
file.
Dak Prescott.
Well, he hey, so Dak Prescott ran out. And got tackled, so that's void in the legal labor laws. While Sean Watson, he should just file a grievance just for employee.
I know
safety.
It's bad.
They need to,
can I give you guys a hot
they
take?
They need to have safety training.
This is a hot take.
On. Yeah,
and it to me, it's not a hot take, but for everyone else, it's probably a hot take. I think if you put. If you swap Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson would have won one or maybe – he would have won one Super Bowl for sure, but he probably would have won another Super Bowl. He would have two Super Bowls if you swap Patrick Mahomes. If Mahomes was on – if Mahomes was on the Texans with the same amount of talent Deshaun Watson has, I don't think he would put up MVP numbers.
Yeah,
Deshaun Watson has had no talent. He's had he's had Will Fuller and I guess Brandon Cooks this year who had 1,000 receiving yards. But the numbers that Watson has put up are incredible and no one even realizes it. And I think I truly believe if Watson were to be on the Kansas City Chiefs, he would have astronomical numbers and he'd be MVP. I truly believe it.
Well, I think we did see something like that in the Super Bowl on Mahomes' side where his receivers just weren't catching the ball and you could see how accurate he was. But the receivers weren't catching the ball and it doesn't matter how accurate you are, if your receivers can't catch then you can throw the ball all you want.
Also if you look at it like this, he had no time also. He Tyreek Hill can run a 40 in like 4.2 seconds. And if you don't have 2 seconds of blocking,
you should go watch highlight tapes or recap of games this last season with Deshaun Watson. His numbers under pressure are unreal. The guy's always under pressure. Our tackles are ass. Our guards are the only reason why he's able to do anything because Laremy Tunsil protects him, but our tackles are so freaking bad. So Watson is he's in the same boat. Granted, he may have a second longer, which does make a huge difference, right? A whole second can buy you plenty of time. But the fact that he's able to what he's able to do under pressure versus Mahomes, I think is just incredible.
Yeah. Josh, can I hit you with a hypothetical? Can I hit you with a hypothetical, Josh? Let's say hypothetically that they release Watson. Let's say hypothetically they release Watson and he goes to play for some random team like the Dolphins or whatever, right? And then by a miracle of God, the Texans make it to the playoffs. Wow. Do you switch back?
That's a tough one.
Ooh. Yeah, put your line in the sand right here, Josh. Are you a Deshaun Watson lover or are you a Texans fan and you're
I have been a Texans fan since day one. I've gone through the David Carrs. I've gone through the Brock Osweilers, the Case Keenums. I've gone through the Brandon Whedons. I've gone through some rough times. Mm-hmm. But Watson is absolutely my number one favorite player. I have not liked it. I have not liked another player as much as I liked Watson. The guy's just incredible. So I think I would have to go with Watson. He actually signed a football that I have.
Okay.
Crazy stat of the day. Oh, I have a football signed by him.
So it's personal.
So I think to answer your question, Joey, regardless of which team he went to, I would probably have to be a fan of that team. If it's the Cowboys, then that would be a tough decision. I'm not sure if I could do that.
Oof. The Cowboys are paying Dak Prescott all their money, so you don't have to worry about that.
Hey, the two quarterback system works, guys. All right.
Look at Taysom Hill.
Exactly, and Noodle Arm. Did he retire yet?
Who's? Drew Brees? No, he didn't. He actually took a pay cut.
Brees.
Oh. Wow.
He had a great.
Oh, really? He's still on the team.
Yeah. The Texans tried telling him that he's going to retire, and they started talking about Russell Wilson, and then he went to a CrossFit gym to record himself. And then he's holding them hostage.
Speaking of money,
yeah.
This GameStop thing was kind of crazy. That kind of blew up out of nowhere. Overnight thing. Joey, what's your take on this?
Let me talk about this for a second. So, let me just explain.
Give us a little background.
What happened here. So there are these hedge fund managers, and what a hedge fund is basically a group of rich guys. You have to be at least one of these. Get together and they decide. Yeah, I know, right? And they decide we're gonna all invest at the same time so that we can like have a little bit more power in the market. So they decide to do what's called a short. And if you've seen The Big Short, then you kind of know what this is. Essentially, a short is you're betting against a company. You're going to make money if that company fails. What you're doing is you're selling stock that you haven't bought yet. So what they're doing is before all this happened, GameStop stock was like at $15 a share. And so they sold this stock at $15 a share, knowing that a couple months down the line, they're going to have to buy that stock back. And what they're hoping for is that they sell it for $15 a share now. A couple months later, it's worth $0. And they make all that money. What happened in real life is a whole bunch of autistic Redditors decided to say F you to those guys. And they dumped all their money into GameStop, artificially inflating the price of this stock that has almost zero intrinsic value. But now, these hedge fund managers who initially sold this stock for $15 a share, are now stuck in a position where they're going to have to buy this stock at like $230 a share. And keep in mind, like when they sold these things at $15 a share, they didn't just sell one share. They sold like thousands of shares. So yeah, thousands, millions of shares. So you can understand why they're very upset. And a lot of people on Reddit are making money. But the thing to keep in mind is there is no value in GameStop. It's a failing business. So eventually it's going to go back down to the regular market price, but it's something that we've never seen before where a group of people have like swerved the market in this way.
I mean, it is it's something that never, it's like a unprecedented law. It's something that's
it was
never
just
happened.
Crazy to see. It was just crazy to see.
Like, I mean, I did invest into Dogecoin. I put like $20 in it, and then it went down, and then I lost some money. I mean, it's only.
Hey, you don't lose money until you buy out, Troy.
It was just crazy to see how many people like invested this, money into this thing. Just how crazy social
group
media
chat
was.
With some friends,
it was just
about
wild to
stuff.
See.
There's this guy in that group chat who made $20,000 in one day, just buying GameStop stock.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, like this guy, he just like he's very risk.
That is incredible.
He's a very risk loving guy, and he just knows when to buy and sell. I don't know. I don't know how much.
How much money did
he
bought
put
it in?
For? But I do know that he had a net profit of $20,000 in one day when this whole thing was just starting, and now he's still doing it because GameStop is still it's having a second wave right now, and every day it's going up and down. And this guy, this friend of mine, he just knows when to buy and sell, and he's like sends us screenshots every day, like plus $2,000, plus $3,000.
What a flex!
He told us that he made more money last year trading stocks than he did in his actual
that
job.
Is insane.
Wow. Is it just like I mean, for that to work, I guess
Hard
you just
flex.
Have to create a system that's yours and you stick with it, and then
wait
a year and then see where it goes from that. Mm-hmm. And then all right, I mean, if you look at it as like savings account money instead of like like actual like, oh, I need to pay my bills with this and make money off of it, then it could be a good idea to do. Like if you had like $20 and then played with it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But because I own a tenth
Troy, how
of
your
a share
doing?
Of Manchester United. I own a oh
why?
Why? I don't know.
Whoa.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I put $5 a week in it. And then
why not?
I just kind of pick one that that looks light, nice. I mean, I started putting it into like Apple and like Coke, but then I kept on losing money. But I got into, I found a stock that is for marijuana growers.
Yeah.
And
that's actually a good thing to invest in.
That's, and.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, for sure. And the Democrats are going to legalize it.
They're growing
I've
like crazy.
Hard money on it. They're going to legalize it nationally.
Oh, I
before,
mean,
the next president comes in.
So, yeah, I bought this, like, I put, like,
yeah, I do too.
$5 into this one company, and then I just keep on investing, and it's made, like, $10 in, like, a month or 2 months. Oh,
you're just buying,
speaking, exactly.
Whoa, so that's
what I look at as, like,
that's
if
perfect
I
for an all-star
major, or do I just want to put it in the stock market, and then it makes me, like, it takes money out of way. Takes money out of my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, that feels good.
You're just buying regular common stock, right?
Regular what?
You're just buying regular stock, right? You're not doing bonds or options.
No,
or
like what I'm doing, I just see it and I'm like, oh, it's on Robinhood. So mostly the reason why I use it is because they came with a card. You can have like a checking account, and it gives me like 0.3%. I know it's not a lot, but it accrues interest, which is more than my savings account. And I don't like Wells Fargo because if I don't put money in the account, then it nickels and dimes me.
Oh,
so
okay.
yeah.
and it drives me crazy. So then I just, and then I get paid as a, like, I'm independent. Oh, wow, we're getting to. Mm-hmm. I had to take the taxes out myself. So I put my taxes in there, and then I take, like, $20 more out, and then I play with it.
Yeah.
It keeps me away from
Speaking of money and getting money, the freaking IRS owes me $2,109, and they are not paying up.
What?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Hey, can I just owe you that money?
How about we should have...
Maybe they're waiting on me to pay my portion.
Maybe that's
so they can just give it to you.
So technically, the IRS owes me $3,508.
I think it's
now
so
they owe
stupid.
$1,400 from the stimulus. So,
oh my gosh,
I don't know what they're doing.
That's true.
You got to send someone to break their ankle.
Joey, what are you doing?
Or break their knee?
What if we short the IRS?
The IRS isn't a tradable.
You would go to prison, so good luck.
Commodity,
but
Trey.
they did that to the housing market, right?
Yeah, so
we can pay that's not the IRS. That's the housing.
Have fun in prison.
Trey. Oh, you know what you can. You know what you can do though. If people that don't pay their taxes off, you can actually like buy their pay their taxes for them, and then do something with it. Like you can take their house away. So that is very surface level knowledge, as in TikTok knowledge. So do your research. Don't believe every word that I say. But
I don't.
If you're like, okay, good. That's my only disclaimer. So thank you.
Yeah. I'm very upset with the IRS. I filed my taxes like a month ago. And, you know, I would really like to have that money. Yeah.
I think that's ridiculous.
I mean, if I didn't pay them, then they'd be very upset.
But I heard the stimulus is pending though. Oh, I know. They'd be like, where's my money?
It's just like, oh, whatever.
In fact, whenever they owe you money, they're going to take all dang day. But I hear the stimulus is pending in people's accounts, though.
Yeah, we'll see.
So you may want to check.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that sucks with the stimulus checks for me, though. So they deposited into your account that you paid taxes on last year, if that makes sense. So last year we paid taxes through a different bank account because we switched to a different bank.
Wow.
So now we have
to wait
for them to mail it to us.
Has the IRS already approved the taxes that you've already done for this year?
Because we haven't. They have, but we haven't.
I think
paid. We
if
we
they've approved it, because it uses your most recent tax data. There's been a very specific thing where people have made less money this year than last year, so they're getting more money because they did their taxes already. And that's what the IRS is saying. It's like, do your taxes as fast as possible so you can get the maximum. So you might still get
interesting
that, stimulus in your regular bank account. They've already approved your tax returns.
Did they mention... Okay.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Man, taxes
I'll
suck.
Have to check
I tried
see.
Doing mine today, and then...
Wow.
You suck.
Wow, that hurt my feelings. Sticks and stones won't break my bones, but words do.
Anyways, on to the next topic.
Yeah, Troy, didn't you have a question for us?
Oh,
bring back
think,
a segment.
I think you had something,
but I put across the line through and put Troy Flocka's thought provoking question. So you used to have binders in class, right?
Of course.
Of course, right? So,
no.
What color binder would you use for each class?
All right.
Exactly.
All right. There's how we do this is we go
each class.
For each subject. So, we'll just do the basic math, social studies, English, and science. All right. Those are the four big ones. So let's start with math and let's each say what it is.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Can I switch it up?
Yeah.
My fault. How about I say a color, then you say a class?
Okay, sure.
Because that'll be a lot All right. Green.
Science.
Science. Blue.
Math. Science.
Oh. What do you use blue math. For? English.
English? No, that's wrong. I usually have this yellow.
No.
No. No, English is red.
Yellow? You have a yellow binder?
History is orange.
History is yellow. History is yellow.
All right.
Whoa.
All right.
I've never had orange.
Here, I'll give you this.
Okay, what's going on?
Math is you fold the paper up and put it in your book. That's what math is. Same thing with history. You just write the notes down.
Yeah.
Troy, yeah. You're the guy who uses a gun. You give us two answers and you say neither. It's actually the third one that I never gave you an answer.
That's why I was so behind in math all the time. I couldn't find like the homework or the notes but I would do because it would be like.
At least we can agree on science.
How about red?
Red, like I said, well, actually, not thinking about it, red could sometimes be.
Red right. was. I think red, I.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, red
was my history. Or sorry, my English class.
So red is my favorite color.
I
chose red.
I put it in PE.
I chose that as red because I hated my English classes.
PE?
I don't know. I mean, it's my favorite class.
Okay, you're an idiot.
For the health class,
you had a folder. Okay, you had a folder for PE for 3 weeks. You actually had homework.
Yeah.
That's the paper you put in your backpack.
I had a red binder.
That would be my miss.
It's only a 3 week class.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's an alternate reality where Troy's a
I didn't have band
trombone player.
I wasn't in band.
Oh yeah. Hey, I was a first year.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Troy did.
I like to believe
that's all I'm saying.
That there is a second reality where Troy got really into trombones. And he's like out there like an orchestra guy or something.
All right, Josh, do you know about this story? Right? I have a story actually with band. So it's a double story. So when I was in sixth grade, I made like the honor band, and we had spring practice. Yes, thank you. And we had spring practice for football, and you know how much I love football.
Yeah.
And I had band. Oh, I mean,
toxic relationship,
but I love it, right? And then there was a band practice for that honor band.
Okay.
And my mom made me.
Right.
So you clearly chose
my mom.
So you clearly chose band.
My mom
over
wouldn't
football.
Let me go to football practice.
You're honor band.
Because I had band practice. Because
you already made a commitment.
And my mom was a middle school teacher.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
you were that
buddy.
Kid on the football team.
Troy, you could have been both.
Yeah. You were that kid on the football team.
I didn't.
Team.
Because after that day, I was so angry that I cried about it. And I held it in. For the whole year, and then the next seventh grade year, on the Christmas like break or the week, but like within that November October, I went for district honor band, and I made it a point not to practice so I could embarrass my teacher when I showed up to the district honor band, and I had to play six scales. I didn't memorize them. I went in, just played my trombone. And I got a 6 out of 100 because I just tried 6 of them because they had to give me a point for me just showing up. And then my mom, my band teacher told my mom,
attaboy.
And she took me into the ISS room and made me sit in there for the rest of the day.
Why didn't you just do what they did in High School Musical and do both?
Oh.
Because that is impossible.
You just have to get the people in the academic decathlon to set off the fire alarm.
No, it's not. We
just need to do that every
day.
Yeah,
we just saw it. Yeah.
Well, what if it was? So that was a hard time in my life.
It's that easy, Troy.
A trying time. I remember those feelings.
Yeah.
But so then there was
I didn't even know. Oh, we were talking about school. Wow. I think history was actually yellow.
What was history's folders?
I was confused earlier, but yeah, history was usually yellow.
History was yellow. History was yellow for me.
So does it matter if it was a binder or a like a paper folder?
It depends on the class and the teacher, man. Yeah, that's generally what I had. Sometimes I have a binder with.
I think I always had the paper folders. I never had binders until I think I didn't get a binder until maybe high school, but I think I only had one binder.
Do you ever remember those zip up binders?
Yeah, those are great.
Because I had football coaches as my teachers.
I remember one time
I did a one binder thing before.
Remember one time in middle school, we had to use lockers in middle school. In between every class, you had to go out, switch out your books, and then go to your class.
Same.
Well, one day, for homeroom, I was late. And my homeroom teacher asked me why I was late. And I said, I was at my locker. And he said, well, because you're late, and you say it's because of your locker, we're going to take away your locker privileges. You're just going to have to carry around your backpack. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And it was so much better. And then like a week passed, he was like, okay, you can use the locker. And I was like, can I just keep doing this? And he was like, no. And I was like, oh my God. Nah, man.
Were you the kid that had a 15-pound backpack, Joey?
I had a satchel, actually. It was an over-the-shoulder one. Shoulder backpack.
Oh, those are nice.
Nice. I remember having to practice my locker combination like 2 weeks in advance before school started in sixth grade because I was so nervous.
All right, shout out to the teachers that had already textbooks in the classroom.
Oh, so yeah, you didn't have to do anything. At home.
Like,
Yes. Underneath the desk.
I mean, you never read the book anyway.
Yeah, and I can take that home.
So why even have one? Yeah, and it's such a waste of time. You could save so much time. You just got rid of the locker.
Exactly.
And plus, by the time like spring break rolled around, I tossed my good backpack out, and I just got my little Nike drawstring bag.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. It is after spring break.
That's what I'm talking about.
My color binders are whatever. Roll like the wire notebooks with the perforated sheets, my yellow Ticonderoga pencil, or whatever a friend gave me, and they never saw the light of day of that. And then instead of having my books, my paper in my books, they would be either in the pocket or shoved in the bottom of my bag.
You know,
but they were always folded into a square, like a hamburger and a hot dog fold, so it's a little square.
You know what's the absolute worst when it comes to like school supplies? Composition notebooks. Because you can't take the pages out. What's the point?
I hate.
Have you ever tried to take a page out of a composition notebook?
I know, they're the absolute worst.
You know what sickens me about the composition notebook? If you're right-handed, right? You write from left to right, and you get to that corner.
You actually write left to right.
Oh no!
Regardless of your hand.
So you know when you go from the edge to the middle?
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to say.
Unless you're writing,
exactly. That's what you do on every sheet of paper, though. You go from the edge to the middle.
Exactly, or up and down.
Yeah.
So when you can't take
Japanese,
like,
then you go
science
top
fair
to
projects.
Middle.
I hated those because they made you write in them. They had to write in a stupid composition notebook. Did you ever have to do those science fair projects?
Yeah, I did a science fair project on why boats float.
Oh, why boats
float? Yeah, it's called surface tension.
Nice.
You have these big aircraft carriers made out of metal. What are they doing?
We learned that in
why
physics.
Are they floating? It doesn't make any sense. Big old hunks of metal out in the ocean. Doesn't make any sense.
You said surface tension or surface?
Doesn't surface tension. Sense. Because
wow.
It's this big flat thing. You put it on top of the water. and the surface tension keeps it floating. And I proved it. Wow. I had a Chinese takeout container. It was a tinfoil one. They put like orange chicken in. It was like a aluminum container. Ooh. If you put that straight onto the water, it floats. But if you pound it out into a little ball, and you throw that in, it sinks right to the bottom.
Yeah, you can it's caused buoyancy helps. If we're gonna get technical into
how does a buoy work
physics?
It's heavy. Is it light on the bottom and heavy on top, or is it?
Well, it's because there's air on the inside. It's less dense in the water.
Buoyancy.
Wow, that kind of concept, like having something float in the ocean. That's kind of crazy. Like a big boat, like what you said. Well, I mean,
sure, you should go float in the ocean and see how it works out.
The only thing I would do is just swim to the edge of the earth and find Antarctica.
You gotta use surface tension, Troy. That's the trick.
Oh,
by the way, the world's
swim
flat,
to the edge
right?
of the earth and fall.
You're flat.
Swim to the edge of the ocean.
Oh, yeah, so swim to the edge and just fall.
You guys ever do flat Stanley?
Whoa.
What is he like, a pen pal?
Essentially, yeah. No. So flat what is Stanley that? Was a thing that we did in like elementary school where you cut out this little paper man and you're supposed to like send him on like some kind of adventure. So you could like take him on your beach trip with you and take pictures and write a journal about him, or maybe you send him to like your aunt who lives in like New Jersey or whatever, and she takes pictures of him. I don't know. It's like you send this little paper boy on an adventure and you write about it. Very weird thing. Yeah.
Oh. You have to get people's addresses and then people know where you live. Oh.
I'm pretty sure your aunt in New Jersey probably knows where you live already, Troy.
Oh, it's not random people. That's what a pen pal is.
No.
True.
It's a very broad thing. I kind of made mine up, to be honest. I just took a bunch of pictures of him and then superimposed that over a bunch of pictures I found on the internet. And just made some stuff up, yeah.
Wow. Man, flat family.
Anyways, next topic. Have you guys been watching any
I got really into WandaVision. And you guys haven't really watched it yet, right?
Whoa.
Well, they weren't colored to start out with.
The color people.
Okay. So they introduced the rainbow colors, the color wheel.
At the end of the second episode, actually.
Joey, my take was why am I watching the Andy Griffith show? And I was like, there has to be a change here.
Well, there is, yeah.
I'm like, wow.
There is a change. I highly recommend watching it. It's a very easy watch, the 30-minute episodes. And it gets very good in the end. It's a low commitment, high payoff
that's
show.
Not bad.
I'm not going to spoil it for anyone. But the basic gist is, you remember Wanda, the Scarlet Witch from Avengers? She had the red magic powers. So she's just really upset and pissed off that Vision died. So she does a bunch of wacky crap. A lot of crazy stuff ensues. But you gotta, the first like two episodes are kind of just like, you don't really know what's going on, so you kind of just have to watch it and trust that it's going somewhere. But it really gets very interesting near the end, so I would highly recommend it. It doesn't take up a bunch of time. It's like 7 episodes, 30 minutes each. It's an easy watch. Yeah, one season. It ends
per season.
The end of the season
is there only one season. Okay,
so. It's a fun, easy watch, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The end of the season is the end of the whole show.
Yeah. They told the story and they're done with it.
Yeah.
Also, this...
Oh, so it's like a mini series.
Yeah, pretty much. Also, okay. This Sunday, or no, this Friday, they're making a new show. It's like Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It's like a Captain America thing. So we'll see. We'll see how that is. It looks like it's gonna be like some kind of buddy cop show.
I think that one would be good. I haven't watched WandaVision. So I definitely need to get on that bandwagon and watch it. I have, however, seen some great memes
nothing gets going me around about WandaVision.
Yeah, and I think some of those memes is like, are fantastic. Oh,
every episode, barring like White Vision, two or three, is like a different decade of sitcoms. So the first two might not really resonate you because it's like the 50s and 60s sitcoms. But then it starts getting into things that you're going to recognize, especially when it gets to the thousands and the 2010s. It's like, oh, yeah, this is very relatable to me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Relatable.
Okay.
I like I saw this cool is the really cool White Vision.
Yeah. He's in that.
Flocka, have you watched any good shows?
The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah. You
I went, sat through, watch it. I mean, really? I loved it so much that I have a poster with Tony Soprano in my house now. So,
So it makes that just that that little clip in The what Last clip? Dance that much better. Didn't he go into the locker room with
maybe? Oh, Tony.
I thought he showed a clip of him in there.
Oh, okay. So
I'm not sure.
Okay, I thought he was in The Last Dance, but not that well. So
okay.
Okay.
I just watched it again recently, so that's why. HBO? What are you watching?
HBO Max.
Is it on Netflix or Hulu?
Yeah. HBO Max. It has a lot of like. Because the reason why like Breaking Bad was able to be made was because like there was the Sopranos that had that kind of like paved the way. It's like the first when you first start watching the episode, you're in a therapist's office. So Tony Soprano and this therapist are talking with each other, and you're like, what the heck is this? And then it shows him being a gangster, and then he goes to therapy about it. And so the storyline or the way like the show goes is like portrayed through the therapist. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
He goes to therapy, tells him, you can tell how the mood is going by how he reacts in the show, in the therapy sessions. So it's a very different take on like a gangster movie
or
gangster show.
I was going to say, you like the mafia movies, don't you? I have to try that. You also really liked Goodfellas, I remember.
Yeah, I did. I just like I think gangsters are cool.
Yeah.
And then there's usually like a lesson with them. So, like, but then it's, I like the conflicted, the conflicted resolution kind of. Yeah, that makes no, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, there's a, you have like a problem that's solved, but there's a conflict. So it's like the better of two evils.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Troy, did you...
Like Murder on the Orient Express. Yeah.
Troy, did you ever watch that movie I suggested, Primal Fear?
No, we haven't. What was it on?
You're going to have to rent it on Amazon Prime. But
okay.
I highly recommend it. I think that you're going to like it a lot specifically. It's about a defense attorney whose whole deal is like, he doesn't care if you're innocent or if you're guilty. He's just there to do his job. And he's going to get you off as best he can.
Hmm.
And then he has a case that really challenges that.
Interesting.
And I'm not going to give away any more because there is a twist, and I'm not going to spoil it. But it's a good movie. I highly recommend it.
Wow. So Primal Fear, it's a lawyer movie.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of lawyer movies. It's almost
like Better Call Saul. Like, like an anti-hero kind of guy?
Not really.
Or that's
he's definitely represented in a very positive light. But he does have this thing where, like, he tells people, like, he doesn't care if you're guilty or you're innocent. It's his job to represent you, and that's what he's gonna do.
That's actually like a commendable thing. Yeah, yeah. It's like but it's a conflicted. Mm-hmm.
But the thing about this movie is he's put in a position where he has to like struggle with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend it. I also watched another courtroom movie yesterday called The Trial of the Chicago Seven. It's such a good movie.
We
it was written by
watching that one.
Aaron Sorkin. He's a very good writer. But
that one is
very good.
Good
movie. It's about a riot that occurred after in the 1960s after the Democratic National Convention. And they're like trying these eight guys, and they're accusing them of starting the riot. And like the judge is just so comically bad. It's almost like a Dolores Umbridge type guy. And it's all a true story. Highly recommend it. Very fun. Very interesting. And you know, it's a true story. And it's on Netflix. Wow. It's a Netflix original. Yeah,
that one looked good. Mm-hmm. We started watching it, but I haven't finished it. But yeah, we watched, as of late, we've watched two documentaries.
Yeah.
We watched the Britney Spears documentary.
I haven't watched it, but I've heard good things about it.
I don't know if you guys watched that or heard of that one. It's good. It's actually really good. And then we also watched the Billie Eilish documentary. That one was good, too. I'm actually a Billie Eilish fan now.
I like her hair.
Yeah, Billie Eilish. Yeah, so it was good. Those are two that we've watched recently that were like kind of documentary shows. But we've also, well, I guess I have also been watching a lot of ESPN Plus because there's actually college football on right now. And it's actually fantastic. I missed football. I was watching the Fan Controlled Football League with my boy Johnny Manziel and Josh Gordon. That's actually a fire sport to watch. But yeah, we've been watching just a lot of college football, which has been fantastic. Have you guys watched the
ESPN Plus
Controlled Football League?
Me neither.
No, it's not on ESPN Plus. You can watch it on Twitch.
All right.
It's all streamed on Twitch. So it's played in an arena football league stadium, but it's like 7-on-7.
Wow.
But with pads.
I'm going to have to look that up. When do they play usually?
And
Saturday nights. All right.
They play Saturday nights. And you can like pick a team, and you can, I think you have to get enough points like with the team. And you can start calling plays.
That's crazy.
For the team. So you can be like on a team. So like Johnny Manziel and Josh Gordon are both on a team. And I don't know who is the owner of them, but the team that I chose, Quavo is like an owner, and Richard Sherman is the owner of this team. So it's kind of funny. Marshawn Lynch has his own team, and sometimes he'll actually play. But for the extra points, it's one-on-one coverage with the corner and safety.
Yeah.
Corner and wide receiver. It's like just one-on-one, and it is fantastic.
That reminds me.
Yeah, it's great.
Over the,
so we've been watching that.
During the pandemic, I got really into the marble racing. The gels marble.
Baby.
I was a huge O-Rangers fan.
I loved the marble racing. Commentating
perfect.
On that was
it.
Just incredible.
Baby.
I watched all the Marble Olympics.
Man.
Yeah, the commentating
was
incredible.
That was a big part of the pandemic for me.
That helped me when all sports were canceled. Marble racing was was just marble racing of the list.
I when Big Cat did the Coach Doug's thing. Oh my gosh!
Oh,
I worshipped Coach Doug's.
The Coach Doug's. I followed him to each school like he was my own. He was like my own kid.
He was so. I mean, Shark Wheel, HB Shark Wheel, OG.
He, that I know. He like saved so many lives.
Yes, exactly. Like I mean, wow. Oh.
And anytime I see 50 points, I think of a burger now.
And then,
which is just amazing.
It pretty much brought back NCAA football. Like,
that's why they're probably bringing it back.
You're like, all right, because of Coach Doug. These boys back. Man, I cannot wait. My dad, the only video game he's ever played is NCAA football. And he's gonna buy the Xbox Series X whenever this game comes out just to play the one game. He's gonna spend $400.
That's great.
Just to play. Yeah.
Hard flex.
He's gotta get BYU to the championship.
Hard.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh my god. Zach Wilson. Zach freaking Wilson. You know, I give him a little respect. He's okay.
He's a good QB. He'll be a good second string for a couple years.
He'll be and then maybe Eagle. they'll
give him a promotion when he's 30.
Yeah, well, I mean, he'll play more. Is he kind of young too?
Yeah, like, I think he's like 24.
21.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's like 21.
I don't know. I was just guessing.
But I don't know, maybe. Let's look it up. Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson, best quarterback.
21. Yeah, he's young. 21. He's young. He'll see some.
Wow, he shares the same birthday month as Flocka. So Troy really needs to be
a
Zach Wilson fan.
Oh, no.
The 3rd of August.
It's August 19th.
Yeah, same month, though.
No, I said he shares the same birthday month as you.
Oh, that's the birthday day.
No, I knew yours wasn't the 3rd.
I got a little heated. I wanted to fight him. No one could take that away. But, man, that's a good threat, taking away some kid's birthday.
I think that
someone make a noise.
I think Josh just left.
Let's go re-invite him.
Wow.
I'm back. Sorry.
That's rude.
Wow.
There he is.
Is he back? Welcome
no,
back.
The safari, or the safari the closed. I was going to exit it out.
You were just done with the podcast?
Did it ruin everything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, good.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I didn't know if it turned everything off.
Nah, you're good. We'll leave it in.
We're still good. I mean, this has been a good episode. Yeah.
Oh, daylight savings.
I like this little phone.
We're getting ready for it.
Oh,
we're getting ready for it, and I'm not for it.
Daylight savings.
All right. So
tell us your
my take is. All right.
Daylight savings is going to happen in just a couple hours.
No, we're not taking it away. I'm just saying I'm not ready for it.
Oh, are they trying to take it away?
What do you mean? No. Daylight savings. The clock turns over in an hour.
All right, so. Okay, this is what my thing is, right?
Yeah.
We should just do the daylight save whatever the one we go plus 1 hour. So we lose an hour of sleep.
Yeah.
I want more day.
You want more day?
I don't want the extra sleep. I don't want the night. I'm okay with being pitch black at 6 a.m. if I can have a 6 p.m. January
nighttime. I get it, but at the same time, I don't want to be trick-or-treating in the daytime. I don't want to be putting my Christmas lights on. In the daytime.
That's true.
The end of the year.
I'm the same way, Joey. I prefer.
Okay.
I prefer dark over day. Like I prefer. I actually love when it gets dark.
Yeah, especially in the winter.
I just love when it gets dark early.
Yeah.
What? I hate winter. I think I've learned something about myself. You know when that spring break that happens in school?
Yeah.
and I get this, I feel like that first heat is like my first whiff of sun, and then I'm addicted to it.
Yeah.
And then I get so high from the summer, and then I get all depressed in the wintertime. I just hate the cold, and it makes me unhappy. Mm-hmm. But that's why I wanted the extra longer day. I'm okay. I like it when it's 8:30 or 9, and it's like dusk.
But you see, the thing is, like, you like it because it's summertime.
Yeah, I think you would still hate it.
And it was sunny in the wintertime. You wouldn't go out. You would stay inside because it's cold outside. Yeah.
Okay, exactly. How about we just take away winter?
Well, that's why you live in Arizona.
Oh, dude. It did get cold, though. Sad news.
Yeah, cold in quotation marks. I'm sure it wasn't cold for Josh.
I mean, if you look,
that was our high.
Sorry, Idaho.
What did it get to? 40 degrees, Troy?
Hey, but when you compare that to 120, when you get compared to 120, that is freezing cold. That is an 80 degree difference. It's like if I went outside at 80 degrees and you're used to it, but then it gets to zero. It's the same. Is that this? Could it be? Is it the difference that causes you to get cold, or is it the
I don't know. I think
who invented the temperature?
There is definitely something with that, where if you're used to it being 40 degrees out, then it's not as cold.
I mean,
but still,
Arizona makes it pretty nice that it doesn't rain in the wintertime. If it rains in the wintertime, that's when I'm like, I hate everything.
Mm. You gotta move to California.
When it snows in the wintertime, it's warmer. So, California.
Yeah, they don't have rain
ever. Wow, that was a time.
Also, the fires will keep
California
you warm.
Too. Yes, it is a great time for the fires. Wow. Oh,
yeah.
When I was in California, Joey, I had an outdoor shower, like a literal one, the place that we stayed at. I could go outside to the back of the house, and it had like soap and stuff. It was pretty, and I was like in the forest. So I feel like I was camping. So I was scared, but whatever.
I was going to say, on our next podcast, we got to get Connor in here and have him talk about the snow apocalypse in Texas.
Oh, yeah. And he has like
he sure does.
I think he has some pretty big
Coach special Science. That,
for the fans,
that could be a tease.
That'll be a
Coach.
Yes, we do, Troy. But do we got to save it, Troy.
Oh. Gosh, Troy, we do cut it out, Troy. We have to save the big reveal.
Hello. Oh yeah, we don't
even
know.
Nice.
It could be $1 billion. Who knows?
Gosh, Troy. Yeah, next week you'll have to get Connor on. You'll have to do a rotating cast.
Yes. Oh man, when we drop this episode tonight, I'm not even going to edit it. I'm not even going to put a description. They're just going to listen.
you
might want to edit. Cut out the first like 6 minutes when we're dealing with technical difficulties.
Oh yeah, that'd have been fun. Oh yeah, totally. That makes sense.
Back like we never left.
Well, this was a Care to Discuss, and we are back, baby.
All right.
We will be back. We never did.
This season two for real.
Yeah.
Yes, season two for real. Not the last four episodes that I recorded and never released. So. Wow, that was such a great time.
Peace out.
Well, we'll see you guys next week.